E.com today.
Upping the ante once again, Kim Jong-il, I'm here to be feared, flexing his muscle. This breaking moments ago, just moments ago, literally, North Korea announcing that it has successfully conducted an underground nuke test. Japan confirms seismic activity. Washington saying nothing yet. Colin Powell not quiet anymore, sick of taking the licks from Dick Cheney, so he fights back on the Sunday morning shows. We'll tell you about that. Speaking of fighting back, well, it happened with Helio Castroneves winning his third Indy 500 at just over 150 miles an hour. You could say from shackles to champagne. Here's the tail end of that race.
Down the back straightaway for the final time. 1 mile to go. Two corners. This crowd, look at them, just saluting him. 5 weeks ago, Helio Castroneves was staring at jail, an orange suit, not a race suit. And now he becomes a three-time winner of the biggest race in the world. Helio Castroneves wins at Indy.
Castroneves cried like a baby at the end. Listen to a little bit of the interview.
I think my tears speak for everything. You know, what a great team. I just have to thank first of all, Lord, for giving me this opportunity to be strong, to have a family that I have, and obviously I have to thank Roger, Team Penske, Cindric, my guys. Philip Morris, obviously all the associates, Verizon and everybody, because they gave my life back. And I'm here today because of those guys. And obviously fans, you guys don't understand. You guys kept me strong. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. I'm honored to have a fans like you. Thank you so much. Let's celebrate now. Yeah, baby.
Helio Castroneves, man, you got to give it to him. Accused tax cheat. This is the deal if you hadn't heard about it. He was accused of hiding millions in an offshore company, okay? And they took him away in shackles, baby. He had one Dancing with the Stars, and it was just a little while afterwards that the story broke, went through a whole trial process, and he was acquitted. He was acquitted. So, I mean, we're talking less than 6 weeks ago, the man was sweating it out. You know, those sweaty palms when you're sitting there waiting to hear what the jury has to say. I mean, there was a chance he could have gotten 6 years or more, and instead he got an acquittal. How about that? The remaining count, in fact, was finally thrown out last Friday. So this is his third big win. I don't blame the guy for some tears. I mean, he was cranking out the tears, too. Very, very emotional. By the way, Danica Patrick in the money, too, with a top five finish as well. The female driver with a lot of sauce. I think we've thrown her in the prison here once or twice for some of the things that she's done. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, I know this is Memorial Day weekend, but we are here for you live. And there's a lot happening, of course, in sports and otherwise, some other things, too, some sad things. I hate to tell you this one, but the swine flu in New York City, they've got yet another flu-related death, and this was a woman in her 50s. Now, it's the same story we keep hearing. She had some health conditions, and this comes after, what, a week? We were telling you about the assistant principal, also in his 50s, who died after getting the swine flu, or the politically correct way of saying it, H1N1, the virus. So, either way, awful to hear of that yet another death, but we go back with this. I just had these conversations last week with a couple of doctors. The total so far is 86 people have been killed from this. That's out of 12,000 cases. Now, these are statistics from the WHO, right, the World Health Organization, and the CDC backing, of course, all this stuff up. They're getting the samples. They're testing them. And I said, it, you know, it's like being on a kind of on a seesaw where you're going back and forth. Are you concerned about the swine flu? Are you not? And the more people I talk to, the straight up the deal is if you have children and the school where they're attending, somebody comes down with the swine flu. Remember the kids that came from Cancun? Then people are extremely concerned. That has not changed since weeks ago when this first happened, when the first case was reported, of course, at what we call, I guess, ground zero of the epidemic. That would be Mexico, although Mexico is hesitant to say that they are ground zero for that and feel, in fact, as though they have a handle on what's happened. And people are starting, of course, to go back, at least in Mexico City, to the plazas and the churches and the soccer games and all that sort of stuff. But in a quick check last week, Cancun, the hotels sit empty. They've got about 25% occupancy in those hotels, all of them along that Mexican Riviera, give or take a few places. So if you're looking for a deal to go to Mexico, I know we told you this last week, and you're willing to roll the dice, most of the hotels will offer you, you ready for this deal? And the deal is you can go down, and if you get the swine flu, then you get 3 free trips back to that resort. Is that crazy? I mean, does that make you feel comfortable? Well, I think I can chance it. And they're saying it's okay. I just was looking at what the World Health Organization had to say, because every day they have a press conference. So I'm gonna chance it. Hopefully I don't get this thing. But if I do, here's the silver lining, and I survive it, I get to come back 3 different times, please. All right, this is always big news, and this happened earlier in the day, of course, on Sunday. The Space Shuttle Atlantis landing safely in California. The weather was too brutal, rainy, in other words, in Florida, so they couldn't land there. It just wouldn't give up. It wouldn't yield. And finally, Mission Control said, I give, and they directed the shuttle commander, Scott Altman, head to California, go to the left coast. So that's exactly what they did. And it's got to be a sight to see when you're there and you see it come basically down, descending on the Mojave Desert, just swooping out. And it was a morning drop down in the Mojave Desert. So they hit the runway, they land, boom, and I guess just an incredibly successful trip. You know, we've been following this trip here and there because it's all about the Hubble, right? So they were trying desperately to avoid racking up more dollars because we're out of money. Good old USA. So 1.8 million. Yeah. That's what they were hoping to avoid, that they were going to have to pop out that much more money. So this is what you do. You go to California. Go to California. Land at Edwards. Save us some money. But a successful trip. In fact, that could almost be our daily salute, but we have a couple of other things in store for you here on America Tonight. Now, with unemployment surging at 8.9% across the country, a lot of people looking for jobs, a lot of jobs still in sales, but the problem is many of the jobs pay just commission, and people want to draw. They want something they can rely on. They want to get that check every 2 weeks. We've got a guest coming up here, Curtis Weaver, who, by the way, also a vet. Thank you very much, sir. This Memorial Day. A lot of those flags already up this weekend. Hopefully you've got your American flag planted somewhere around your house. Anyway, CW is going to come on and tell us what it takes to just get that commission and still live pretty decently. There's a way to do it. You can make money. He's going to tell us how next on America Tonight.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
So I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, but I said no.
No, no. Kim Jong-il at it again, as I said, flexing the proverbial muscle. I've told you this before, right? On our nut jobs to be worried about list. Sorry, you can't extend an olive branch to this guy because he'll just snap it in half and laugh right behind your back. So once again, let me tell you what the breaking news is. By the way, happy Memorial Day, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you per usual here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. You can always catch us, by the way, on GCNLive.com. People have asked me about the streaming thing. If there's somewhere where they can't get it on a station, you can get us that way. All right, so North Korea, they announced, of course, proudly that they had an underground nuclear test successfully. This is just a couple of weeks, remember, after the threat was there to restart the rogue program. Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-il going rogue. Gee, imagine that. Of course, these idle threats by the UN do nothing to North Korea. So the bottom line is, well, how do you know? They make this announcement, okay, we've been doing this, we tested it, it was successful, all that other sort of stuff. Well, the way you know is the seismologists, of course, have backed this up. In South Korea and Japan, they're reporting earthquakes in that northeastern area. It's like if you look at a map, you'll see what I'm talking about. But just trust me on this one. That's where they conducted those tests a couple of years ago. And the earthquake you're talking about is one that's not doing damage. You know, it's not in the sixes or seven or anything like that. But 4.7 That was in North Korea, right? And it was about 6 miles underground, happened 40 miles northwest of Kimchek. So, and the Japan meteorological, easy for me to say, agency said they saw the seismic activity too, so they're backing this up. Because, of course, that's the worry. The concern is Japan is furious over this. And in Washington, they're playing it close to the vest. No confirmation at this point of any nuke activity is the official word, okay? No confirmation on that one yet. But I'm sure that's forthcoming, okay? You know, it's like we play this game, this wicked chess game. Who do you fear the most? Is it Kim Jong-il? Is it, when we're talking a nuclear arsenal and what we're doing, is it Kim Jong-il in North Korea? Or is it Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran? See, now, for my money, I would say Iran, because in looking at the Middle East and ultimately the striking zones, and then, of course, Israel, with Netanyahu was just here talking to Obama, you can see why he would be concerned. He's not having any of it because he knows the nukes could easily be within striking distance of Israel. Now, in the case of North Korea, the worry is Japan. But of these two guys, I mean, they're interchangeable in a certain way, but, you know, who's more likely to go off? Which one of the two? Or is this just heavy threats? You know, that ultimately that's the thing. How serious do you take the threats? Now, we are going to lighten the load, by the way, on this show, because it is Memorial Day weekend. I know a lot of people are off. I know a lot of people are probably crashed right now. I mean, this is the ultimate takeoff weekend. I think even more than Labor Day, which symbolizes the end of the season, because everybody's gearing up for ultimately either taking their vacation or long weekends or whatever it is. And certainly if you have served in the military or you have family who have served in the military, do we have that live studio audience that we bribe with those lattes from Starbucks to give that nice round of applause to all who have served? Yeah. I mean, Memorial Day is really about honoring, honestly, and we had a historian on, a couple of weeks ago, it's really about honoring those who have given their life. But I think you also actively want to honor anybody who served in the military, and it's just a way to remember them as well, certainly the ones who have given their life. You can call us anytime here on Memorial Day because we have this great big giveaway. Yep, we have books to give away. The book is called The Match, and it's about a historic golf match. See? Match. And you get a copy of the book just for calling in on Memorial Day. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Book goes out on Tuesday. How about that? Because we have an incredible shipping department. Well, the Sunday shows, which, of course, are filled with politics, a lot of interesting things came out on Sunday. I think it's fascinating anyway to get the talking heads on and to hear what everybody has to say, analysis of the past week that went down in the Beltway. And it's been pretty juicy, let's face it, the last couple of weeks. It has to do with still waterboarding, Gitmo, closing it, not funding it, etc. The president wanting everybody to back up the Democrats to now jump back on the bandwagon to get the plan ready and then to ultimately have the detainees come to the United States or get shipped back to their own countries. But we know the story here. We've talked about it a lot. Most of the countries don't want them back, you know, these detainees. And I hate that word, too, detainees. But anyway, so we've been talking about that a lot, and we've had a lot of great guests on the show to talk about it. Frank Gaffney, Center for Policy Control, for Security Policy Control was on. And, of course, also Jed Babin was on. And we've had a slew of guests talking about this, people who have actually been to Gitmo and toured it. Then the other thread along the same lines was Nancy Pelosi. This story really still has a spark. Dick Durbin had this to say about Pelosi and what's happening in this situation.
When it comes to this attack on Speaker Pelosi, there are those on the right who will do everything they can to divert attention from the real issue of the threat of terrorism, the interrogation techniques that have been used in the past, and whether or not we can be stronger in the future. I think what if you look at the record, and here's what it is, she was briefed in September of 2002. She was told that some of these techniques, as I understand it, could be viewed as legal. She wasn't told, as Time magazine has reported, that waterboarding had already been used 83 times. All of those, Mr. Goss, Senator Graham, Senator Rockefeller, all the others who were involved in this don't agree with the conclusion that there was a complete and accurate briefing as to what had occurred up to that point when it came to waterboarding. She is a great leader. She is a person who is going to help the president bring us out of this economic crisis, deal with the issues of health care and energy that the American people really want us to focus. I can tell you that with Leon Panetta there, they have an excellent leader. It is a new day. He's going to stand up for approaches that agency which will help keep America safe, and I think that most of those who work the intelligence agencies realize we value them. They're important allies in our war on terror.
All right, so Senator Dick Durbin, of course, sticking up for Nancy Pelosi. You know, it's split down the middle. Even in polls, the American point of view is split down the middle on, was it the CIA? Was there a lack of information? Was it misconstrued? I've seen now 15 different polls, and pretty much every single one of them, and I say this all the time, you can manipulate polls, let's face it, but within a couple of degrees, right? A couple of points of margin of error, rather. So here's the deal. It is an area where it is split down the middle in Congress, split down the middle in a public point of view on Nancy Pelosi. Now, Newt Gingrich, who held the spot that Pelosi now holds, had a, of course, different point of view. Here's what he had to say.
Well, let me say, first of all, I agree with Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta, the day after her statement, sent a message to every employee of the CIA, said, we did brief accurately in 2002. We do report legally. It would be illegal to do what she said. And we do not break the law. He came back the following Monday and said, this kind of political attack on the CIA, he didn't name her by name, obviously, but he said, these kind of political attacks on the CIA are damaging to morale, and politicians should remember we are fighting two active wars and have a worldwide terrorist threat we're engaged with. Now, I just think that that's a pretty firm statement of what was wrong with her press conference. I think all she's got to do is go to the floor of the House and apologize. She ought to say she exaggerated. What she said was not true about the CIA. And again, there are two different fights. What she did or didn't learn in 2002, a House ethics investigation can determine.
All right, hang with us. Much more to come on the week that was in Washington. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you on a Memorial Day weekend here on ATN.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was alone.
We're taking you back to the seat of power. That would be Washington, D.C., the week that was, in just a few minutes. But hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend, spending it with family, getting some downtime, all that good stuff. And again, a tip of the cap to anybody who lost loved ones, certainly in any of the wars, and anyone who served as well. You know, Memorial Day, as I said before, traditionally is remembering people who have given their lives in battle. But I think you want to honor the people that are currently serving as well. So thank you very much. Hey, as I mentioned, because I know this is a rough holiday weekend, rough in the sense that, you know, most people are playing shows back, your Rushes, your Sean Hannitys, you know, your rich radio guys. I'm taking nothing away from them, okay? The Laura Ingrams, the Dr. Lauras, they're off in Saint-Tropez or doing something exciting. On this little old show, we're here for you to talk about some of the things that are happening actually right now. So far we've already talked about Elio Castroneves and his big win at the Indy 500. This just 5.5 weeks after he escaped going to jail on tax evasion charges. So huge for him. Also, of course, the Atlantis touchdown baby in California, very successful. The Hubble, chasing the Hubble around and doing what they had to do. And, of course, we're talking about the chitter-chatter on the Hill over Nancy Pelosi and should there be these truth commissions or investigations or, you know, every other day it's a different label. I don't think that they're going to have one. I don't think that anything's going to come of this, in other words, especially for the Nancy Pelosi part, if the CIA continues to come out and say, well, there's, you know, here's the documents we have and here are the things that have happened with briefs with other people, questionable. Now, you heard the two different versions, Newt Gingrich and, of course, Dick Durbin's. We're going to let you hear more from both of them as they have thoughts on Gitmo. Who didn't have thoughts on Gitmo? But in the meantime, I want to remind everybody, if you do call the show, because it's very exciting, we're giving away this week a GPS system with a backup camera. And the funny thing is, I have it in my possession, brand spanking new, right here in the package. But previous to that, in other words, the build-up, kind of like Dancing with the Stars, you know, you go through the first week and the second week, but we're condensing it into 1 week. If you call the show to qualify, we'll give you a copy of a New York Times bestseller, The Match. And it's written by a great guy who I've talked to a couple of different times, Mark Frost. And if you remember the book he wrote, The Greatest Game Ever Played, that was one of my favorite books. But anyway, The Match deals with a wealthy card dealer who's a big-time supporter of amateur golf. And he makes a bet with another guy. And then the stories kind of weave from that. And it sounds, yeah, was that interesting? It really is interesting. It really is. It's a one-day beach read. And you get it for free just for calling the show all this week, okay? 800-259-5791. I know it's a new number. Everyone's getting used to it, but bravo. A lot of people are finding us, too, on the Internet, sending me the emails. What's the number? AmericaTonight.net. You can flip me an email that way. 800-259-5791. Okay, the other thing that I mentioned was what's going on with Dick Cheney, who now has become the beacon for the Republicans. I mean, every time you turn around, of course, Dick Cheney on lots of different shows, and not just Fox. He's on a lot of other shows as well. And he's talked about a couple of different things, and one of the things that he said was kind of kick sand at Colin Powell when he was asked, you know, who's more of a Republican, basically? Is it Colin Powell or is it Rush Limbaugh? And Dick Cheney picked Rush Limbaugh, not Powell, who he worked closely with. So finally, he's come out swinging. Colin Powell is not one to lay down for very long. And here's what he had to say today as a shot over the bow, I guess, back to the comments by Dick Cheney. He said this today on Face the Nation.
Let me answer it this way, if I may, Bob. Rush will not get his wish, and Mr. Cheney was misinformed. I am still a Republican, and I'd like to point out that in the course of my 50 years of voting for presidents, I have voted for the person I thought was best qualified at that time to lead the nation. Last year, I thought it was President now Barack Obama. For the previous 20 years, I voted solidly for Republican candidates, voted for Ronald Reagan twice, George Bush 41 twice, George Bush 43 twice. I spent 8 years in Bush administrations. I served Ronald Reagan for 2 years. I spoke at the 1996 convention, and I spoke at the 2000 convention. What the concern about me is, well, is he too moderate? I have always felt that the Republican Party should be more inclusive than it generally has been over the years. And I believe we need a strong Republican Party that is not just anchored in the base, but has built on the base to include more individuals. And if we don't do that, if we don't reach out more, the party is going to be sitting on a very, very narrow base. And you can only do two things with a base. You can sit on it and watch the world go by, or you can build on the base. And I believe we should build on the base, because the nation needs two parties, debating each other. But what we have to do is debate and define who we are and what we are, and not just listen to diktats that come down from the right wing of the party.
All right, so you heard right there, pretty much in a nutshell, boom, 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 all in a row. Not a surprise. The man's organized. He knew how to pick it off, went down the list, right? So anyway, again, the question that was posed to Dick Cheney, because somebody asked me this on through the Internet, was what was the deal there? And, you know, ultimately, remember, Cheney doing all these appearances, one of the questions that he was asked, which who he thought was more of a Republican, and of course he came out with the Rush Limbaugh comment, and that made giant, giant headlines, and finally got under the skin of Colin Powell enough that he was prompted to come out of the woodwork, and because, you know, because he's kind of fallen back, doesn't, you know, he doesn't want a lot to do with public life, and good for him for defending his position, although he didn't really have to do it, right? I mean, he said it best. He's a card-carrying member, if you look at his resume, certainly. So good for him for taking a shot back. I'm going to say thumbs up, because that's what you got to do. In fact, are they tired yet, that studio audience? Can we get them up out of the chairs? Yeah. That's not a great audience. Give a man a latte and what he won't do. Because it's free. He doesn't have to pay for it, right? So good for him for hitting back. He also talked about the Gitmo closing deal, because this has been a heavy, heavy conversation. Guantanamo sitting there since 2002 after 9/11, housing many people with, a handful of people anyway, notorious and connected to 9/11 and others for various terroristic activities, 240 in all. Most of the countries don't want any of those prisoners back. Most of them don't want them back. The United States says they need due process. And ultimately, we've talked about this. We talked about it a ton. A lot of you blew the phone lines out last week during one of our segments to say, we don't want them. Why do we have to have them on our soil? It doesn't make any sense. Their own countries won't take them back unless they get bribed. So this, of course, the heavy, heavy conversation. A lot of critics over Obama's plan to close Guantanamo. And the idea, then others saying, you know, the fact that there's this notion going around that the U.S. jails couldn't house these terrorists, that this is just ridiculous. And in fact, in Time magazine, there was a huge story about a prison that's empty in Montana, just sitting empty. And they're saying, look, we're ready to lure these inmates in. We'll reel them in from the most infamous detention center. Of course, Gitmo, we're ready, willing, and able. We're a taker. And I guess this is a state-of-the-art kind of prison. $27 million. It's called Two Rivers Prison. Yeah, and it's in Hardin. You think of Helena, I guess, was what most of our minds think of, and it's more than a stone's throw away from there. In fact, I guess the population is about 3,600 for Hardin. Bottom line is, right now there isn't a solid enough plan for even the Democrats to jump on this. And you know how I feel about this. You know, again, I won't sugarcoat it. There is just no reason why we have to have them on our soil. I don't believe it. I mean, I don't care. Sorry. I understand about due process. Don't care. Here's what Powell had to say.
I think President Obama didn't handle it very well by going up to the Congress and asking for $80 million without a plan. And by, frankly, giving enough time to opponents of it to marshal their forces as to why we shouldn't do this.
Yeah. And, you know, what he had to say about the whole Gitmo thing, he's saying, you know, it's coming too late, the rejection of the money to pay for the closure, and each passing day, you know, what do you expect? I mean, this is more than complex. And there was obviously difficulties Bush trying to close it. He had the same problem. So it certainly was mishandled. I mean, this is a pretty big, heavy political lift if you're going to make this happen. And I think that Powell's dead on center there anyway. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends coming up next here on America Tonight.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, driving round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Coming up, odds and ends. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy Memorial Day weekend. But before we jump to that, we have breaking news. In case you missed this, North Korea announcing that they have carried out an underground nuclear test. This is just weeks after threatening to restart their atomic program. So anyway, you know, sometimes you just have to have the right connections. In Washington, they won't confirm it. In Japan, they're saying, yes, there's seismic activity. In South Korea, they're saying the same thing. So I thought, let's just go directly to the source. And luckily, somehow, through my many connections, the many layers, I came up with a phone number for Kim Jong-il. And we had a chance to have a very brief conversation with him moments ago. Check it out.
Hans Brick, oh, no. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, Hans?
I see. No weapons of mass destruction. It's probably what his voice really does sound like, his cartoon voice anyway. That's from Team America. We tried. We couldn't get through to Kim Jong-il. I know you're shocked by that, right? But anyway, this is real, this underground test. And the State Department is saying that they don't have confirmation yet of a new nuclear test, but the seismic activity says something different. And, of course, Kim Jong-il releasing his people, releasing to the world that, ha-ha, yes, we have done this test. it points to the fact that they have done the test, but I'm sure we'll get the official confirmation probably tomorrow. It'll probably lead many, many of the shows. All right, odds and ends, a couple of really good ones for you. And I don't want to forget saying this because I just got a note here. You can shoot me a note at americatonight.net, but it doesn't count for the book because Jake, who's listening to us on KJCE in Austin, says, Kate, I was at a barbecue. I can't call. I never want to call. I like to listen. So he wants to know if he can get a copy of the match. No, you have to call 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And again, New York Times bestseller, The Match. Once you get a copy of the book, and throughout this whole week we'll do that, you're eligible for the GPS system giveaway. We have just one. It's sweet. It's got the backup camera, too. It's, you know, it's better than the one I have. It's awesome. So odds and ends, a couple of things for you. One, I read this headline and I'm thinking, oh, man, a Komodo dragon. Have you ever seen a Komodo dragon? I was with my cousin, and I went to the Philadelphia Zoo, and this was many years ago, and they had one on display at the zoo, and it really wasn't what I expected. It is kind of, it looks harmless when it's just sitting there. It does have that dragon-like face, thus the name, but, you know, they have brutal teeth, worse than my puppy's teeth, who break skin all the time. My poor mother's visiting, so she had a bloody hand from that silly dog, just 13 weeks old, Mahalo. But anyway, Mahalo's teeth don't compare to the Komodo dragons. They are poisonous. They have poisonous venom, kills a person within hours. Boom, if you get bit. And in Indonesia, at Komodo Island, yeah, hello, Komodo dragon, Komodo Island. I guess if you're a villager there, you know you live alongside of this lizard. And apparently the people, though, weren't afraid of the Komodo dragon. They're just used to it. It's what they live with. Now, these dragons are starting to attack people. Yeah. Only a couple of people have been killed since 2007, but suddenly, now unprovoked, these dragons are starting to come out of the wild and attack more people. A young boy, a fisherman were attacked recently. A park ranger. He had a dragon approach him up the stairs of his hut in the national park there, went for his ankles. He tried to pry open the dragon's jaws, but got his hand. And he didn't think he was going to survive. 55 stitches. Remember when, and she's not married to him now, but Sharon Stone was married to the publisher of the San Francisco Examiner, and her birthday present to him was to take him to the Los Angeles Zoo for a behind-the-scenes look at the Komodo dragon, and then the dragon bit his toe. Do you remember that? Happy birthday. They were divorced like a year later. Anyway, that's kind of creepy, huh? This is a much better story, although we don't know how much the woman won. Now, I grew up about 45 minutes from Atlantic City, the way I drive anyway, but maybe it's an hour for most people. But anyway, the really schmancy, fancy casino there announced, the Borgata Hotel, at least one of them, that they had now a record holder. Yes. Patricia DeMuro set a new record for the longest craps roll. She hung on. Yeah, she hung on, controlling the table for 4 hours and 18 minutes. It was only, check this out, it was only her second time playing craps. She bought into the game for $100. The crowd was going crazy. She finally lost. It was like 12:30 in the morning. She had 154 rolls of the dice. So, of course, the Borgata gave her some champagne, and the casino won't say how much money she won. Hey, Matt, how much money do you think this woman won on those rolls at the craps table? I mean, for that many hours, I'm thinking she pocketed a pretty good chunk of change.
She had to have, but I don't understand why you'd continue playing for that long. You know what I mean?
Because you're winning and you want to keep getting more money.
Yeah, but first of all, that's got to be so boring. I would not last more than an hour playing, you know, the same game over and over again. And if I kept on winning, I'd just stop it and take my money and go home. And have a day, you know. I wouldn't complain for 4 hours. Kidding me?
You know what? Part of me says, yeah, I understand that, but there is the lure of the money. I mean, this is her second time playing. It's like beginner's luck. She goes there, every roll is coming her way, rolling it. And so I got to think that the idea that she's pocketing this cash, and it can start to add up, because she must have, when she started to get on these rolls, it doesn't take that long. She starts to get a bankroll, and then maybe she takes, you know, she takes her winnings back and doubles it and triples it and everything else. I think and that's why the casino didn't say, if she didn't really win that much money, I think they would have said what it was. But I think she walked away with a pretty good chunk of change.
I think she's kind of idiotic for keeping on for that long. I mean, you gotta take your winnings and go home, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Some people believe that. If you're
the house always wins.
Right. If the house always wins, and I agree with that. I lived in Vegas, and I saw a lot of people lose a lot of money because they always thought they were going to beat the odds. Steve Wynn just did a 60 Minutes interview, I think, 4 weeks ago, and laughed and said he doesn't worry about the hotels and the casinos he builds because he knows it's a definite the house always wins, and the house does always win, but sometimes people just get it into their head when they have a lucky streak that they're going to beat the odds, they're going to be the person. And so I guess from that point of view, I agree. If you really, really were up, and then you thought, well, maybe I'm pressing my luck, if you're that kind of person. But see, if she was bouncing it high enough, and she was making a lot of money, like I said, she could have already pocketed that money. So, hey, it's like a free roll. Why not roll until I lose? And, of course, she's going to hold on to it until she loses. It's just an unwritten rule. If she's at the table and people are screaming and jumping around, there's no way you walk away from that. Oh, especially in Jersey, they'd be all over her. They would soprano her, if you know what that means. It would not be a pretty sight. She wouldn't walk away from that. There's no way. I understand the philosophy. And here's a quick follow-up, too, because I got a ton of email. One from Ann, one from Jamie, one from Bill. Last week you were all asking me, what happened to Susan Boyle? Remember the singer that was an unlikely sensation? Yeah, people just beating up because of her looks. She's a great story. So anyway, she has an incredible voice. And she moved on to the next round of this TV talent show in London. Yeah. 47 years old. She lives alone with her cat Pebbles in Scotland in a very, very poor area. And now she's going to do a live show just weeks after her surprising performance of I Dreamed a Dream. Yeah. Shocking. Tens of millions of people. It's one of the most downloaded things on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, you have no idea what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube and type in Susan Boyle. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.